It's back!
They're gone too long. Way too long.
Tonight. Oh, it's been gone for far too long, Keith.
Finally, it's here.
I'll tell you what I just dunked down was my D'Angelo's grilled sandwich.
Yeah.
Dunked about half. You get the whole thing there in that break. It's unbelievable watching TV.
I can eat an entire sub in a commercial break.
In one commercial break. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Right. I dunked down about half of my D'Angelo's grilled sandwich. I had steak, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
I had like a chicken teriyaki.
I actually couldn't quite read the label. It was steak something or other. I'm not sure what it was, but it was great.
Yeah, it was delicious.
You had a steak teriyaki over there?
I had no chicken.
Oh, chicken teriyaki.
There's mushrooms in there. Oh, it's great.
Okay.
The only thing that slowed me down was gravity. I ate that thing so fast.
Well, Tuesday is everyone's favorite day of the week.
It's D'Angelo's Day. Oh, right.
It's a Tommy Tuesday, and it's a D'Angelo's Day. You deserve a serious lunch upgrade. You can get it at D'Angelo's with their grilled sandwiches. Highly recommended. Jones and Keefe
approved.
You
know what else it is?
What is it?
A Terp Tuesday.
Terp Tuesday!
Justin Turpin!
What's up, Turp?
What's up, guys?
What's How you doing? On?
Hanging in there. Happy opening for tonight.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, did you get like a haircut and stuff?
I did. Had to clean up.
Look at this
guy. Had to get it done.
You had to clean up?
First day of school?
It's the no hat.
First day of school.
Is that what it is? It's the no hat?
Yeah, it's the no hat.
And the product in the hair.
Yeah, there's a little product.
This is all natural.
Natural?
Oh, that's right.
Woo, dog.
Okay, we just did our tiers. I don't know if you caught any of those, Terp, or not, but we had the Celtics on their own tier. They deserve it. They're a cut above everyone else?
100%. I mean, they won the Eastern Conference by 14 games last year. They finished top five in point differential, and they're bringing back essentially their whole team. So, yeah, they're a cut above everyone else.
It seems like they're better than they were last year. I mean, all the guys that mattered are back. And then some of the additions, I guess, that they made. Would you say they're better right now?
I would say there's no regression in preseason.
Or at least the same.
Yeah,
right?
At least minimum the same. There's been no regression. But I would say they do look like they've added some new wrinkles and new things into their game. Like Jaylen Brown, I mean, the guy looks like he gained like 15 pounds of muscle.
Those underwater workouts.
Right.
That's what it was.
That I didn't know muscle were even possible. Like, this guy is jacked. He's ready to go. And I think, you know, they're motivated and they applied all the stuff that happened in the summer, and it's going to make a difference.
Normal muscles to me are muscles that I didn't know were possible. Never mind the muscles that Jaylen Brown has. Yeah, just regular normal muscles. Uh-huh. Who's their biggest threat throughout the league? Not the East. We've asked you about this before. Who's the biggest threat? Is it OKC?
I think it would be OKC. Huh. I think they really turned some heads last year, and now with that young roster, another year, obviously went to the playoffs, fell short. The thing is with OKC is if they are to see the Celtics in the finals, I can picture kind of like 2022. Where Boston's the team now that's been there and done that, where OKC's the young team that hasn't really been there, hasn't been on that big stage, and can't get it done against a team that's so experienced like the Celtics at this point.
In the East, Jones and I argue about this. I think it's the Cavs. He thinks it's the Knicks. People could maybe still make an argument for the Bucks or the Pacers or the Sixers. Where are you going in the East?
I'm going with the Knicks. I think it's the Knicks and the Sixers that are the
team. That's right,
Turp. Yeah, score really one for Turp.
But the Sixers, I mean, Joel Embiid and Paul George already ruled out for the entire first week of the season. That
it's
just
insane.
Happened recently.
Like that's, it's not going to be them.
It's a joke.
It's not going to be Milwaukee, but I think the Knicks, Cavs, maybe
Indiana
the Pacers. Yeah, I was going to say maybe the Pacers.
I think
well.
Indiana was the best team they played in the postseason last year.
Keith is way down on Milwaukee. You think he's right about that?
100%. I mean, that's just a train wreck. And then
100%.
Dame, 100%. Dame and Giannis were talking about it where they didn't even work out at all together during the offseason.
So no, that whole thing worked out perfectly. And I forget the GM's name with Portland, but that guy won it for the Celtics, in my opinion, because Damian Lillard's like,
handed him a title.
He's like, I want to go to Miami. And he's like, no. And he's like, wait, what? He's like, I get to do whatever I want. He's like, no, you're going to go to Milwaukee. And Milwaukee's like, we'll take him. And like, now we don't need Drew Holiday. He's like, okay. And then Drew Holiday gets bounced to the Celtics. He's like, that won it for him.
Yeah.
If Damian Lillard just went to Miami, Drew Holiday stays in Milwaukee, Celtics are still really good, but I mean, I don't think they win it.
So what takes them down if the Celtics don't win it? What takes them down?
Your negativity, Jones.
Is that what it is?
Nothing's taking this team down.
If my negativity would take them down, they would have been taken down very early on last year. What would take them down? Like, if they're not going to win, how does that look?
I mean, the obvious one would be injuries. If injuries start to pile up.
How many games does Porzingis play, you think, this year?
Well, if he's out until at least Christmas, I'd probably say around like the 40-50 game there.
At best, he's half a season guy.
But they only need him.
They don't even
in the
really
postseason.
Need him. And they don't.
They were 21-4 in the regular
season.
I'm with
Keith. They
don't even need him in the postseason.
He's like overkill. Hey, here's the thing. It's like now, like they can win it without if you take him off the team.
Don't give me injuries. What else? What could take him down?
Complacency. And I don't think that's going to be a problem because Joe Mazzulla has really kind of set that mindset into them. And I do think he's the perfect leader for this team. Just his emphasis on the mental side of the game and not letting them kind of get in that complacent state.
He was back at it yesterday, too, some of these serial killer quotes.
Yesterday.
So we had our famous game,
wild.
Joe Mazzulla or a serial killer.
Yeah.
He had like 5-6 more that if you just plucked them out, like you're like, what is this guy talking about?
He asked if he felt any pressure, and he said no because everyone's going to be dead soon. Well, he's not wrong, but
I mean, he's technically very, very correct about that.
It's a ticking time bomb for everybody, but still, like, to put it matter of fact like that. Yeah. No, he's a character.
That's kind of what works for them. It's so unique, and it's so bizarre at times. Like, how does he get to where he's going? But he always lands a plane, and they've really embraced it.
Players do like him.
Yeah, they love him.
No,
yeah.
they do. I disagree. There's no pressure on this team. If they're not feeling pressure, then they're idiots. I get what Mazzulla's trying to do.
No, but there is pressure.
There should be pressure team. And I disagree with what he's saying. I understand what he's trying to do.
Right.
He's trying to lessen the pressure. Guys, it's just a basketball game. Oh. Like, of course we want to win. Of course we want to be the team that expects to win. There's a lot of pressure on this team to repeat, and there should be.
Yeah, I mean, one championship doesn't do it for this team, and they're not chasing just one. They're chasing greatness, and in order to do that, you need to win multiple. And I really like this from Joe Mazzulla over the weekend, where he was saying this 24-25 Boston Celtics team isn't great yet. They haven't done anything, so whatever happened in the past doesn't matter right now. It's all new. It's a fresh slate, and I think they're really embracing that, which helps.
This is probably a question that most people don't really care about, but what happened with Lonnie Walker? I thought when they added Lonnie Walker, that was going to be a good add.
It's just a luxury tax.
Okay.
It would have been a $2 million salary, but with all the taxes, it would have been near $10 million. So it was just too much to pay for a guy that wasn't going to crack the rotation on a regular basis.
Got it.
Mark Bezos buying the Celtics? Is that who it is? Not Jeff Bezos. Is it Mark Bezos?
I didn't even know there was more of them. So
yeah. Who's Mark Bezos?
That's what I was saying.
What on earth? Mark Bezos and Rob Hale, very friendly to the station. You know, if you listen to Greg Hill, you would recognize
very
that name.
Very generous. Yeah.
Extremely generous.
Yep.
They're part of a group. This came out late last week. I like how the Celtics go from Wick, Dad, I need your money, to Mark, hey, Jeff, can I have your money? Like, wow. I like that that's what's going to run the Celtics. But yeah, Mark Bezos.
It's interesting. I mean, at least it's not FSG. I think that's what a lot of people were hoping.
Terrified
for.
Of that. That is
people
true.
Were terrified for that. So.
They're out. They want a team in Vegas.
Another
with your,
Bezos.
With your guy, LeBron.
Yeah, great. You can have it. You can have it. Just don't take the Celtics.
Terp, freshly cut.
Oh, it looks great.
No product in his hair?
No product. All natural.
What are you wearing? Like a suit? What are you wearing over there?
Oh, it's like a little, like, cover up there. I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't think cover ups.
I don't think a shawl.
I don't know what this would be.
That's nice.
Okay. Well, that's Terp ready for opening night.
That's right.
Right.
Very excited for his coverage all year long. Make sure you check out his work at WEEI. You can also follow him on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin.
What did we decide? Is he going to be on with us Wednesdays, Thursdays? What day is he? What are we doing?
What works for you, Terp? Wednesdays.
Whatever you guys prefer.
Let's do Wednesdays.
Wednesdays with Terp. We'll call it.